Hello, this is Andrew Harrison, retired GP here. I'd like to say a few words about prostate cancer screening, a contentious subject, and we are not yet sure about the best way forward. However, there has been an article published recently which does give us some more information. More of this later. For background, the prostate gland sits at the base of the bladder, and its role is to produce semen for the sexual process. It is unusual as the urethra, the tube leading from the bladder to the penis, passes through the centre of the gland. Thus, any growth of the gland may squash the tube, causing symptoms of bladder outflow obstruction. These include frequency, increased number of visits to pass urine, hesitancy, having to wait longer in order to start, poor stream, a trickle of urine rather than a strong flow, and in years past we used to ask whether you could pee over a 5-barred gate. Dribbling, we all know the last drop goes down the trouser leg, however rarely do we have to change our underwear. Nocturia, disturbed sleep due to urgent needs to pass urine. And urgency, a strong desire to pass urine even if it isn't a bladderful. If you have these symptoms, you may have an enlarged prostate, and it is wise to investigate the nature of the growth, which would involve an examination and investigations, including the use of the PSA blood test. This stands for prostate-specific antigen. It can be useful in deciding who needs further interventional investigations, such as a biopsy, where a needle is passed into the gland and a sample taken for analysis. Most growths are benign, some are malignant. And of those considered to be cancerous, some act in a benign fashion, and others escape from the gland, invade other tissues locally, and spread to other organs, particularly the bones. It is these cancers that give us all the problems, and in order to defeat them, doctors have been offering the PSA test to men with no symptoms. And it is this prostate cancer screening service I wish to discuss today. Men who have no symptoms at all. A British trial involved 82,429 symptomless men aged between 50 and 69 years. Drawn from UK general practice and given a PSA test from 1999 to 2009. Localised cancer was diagnosed in 2,600 men. 1,600 agreed to be randomly assigned to either an active monitoring process, where you just sort of keep an eye on, about 545, surgery, 550 people had surgery, and 540 people had radiotherapy. Of the 500 assigned to active monitoring, that's watchful waiting, 291 had gone on to be treated with surgery or radiotherapy by the end of 2015. There were 17 prostate cancer specific deaths overall, 8 in the active monitoring group, 5 in the surgery group, and 4 in the radiotherapy group. There was no significant difference seen among the groups in the number of deaths from any cause, over 169 overall. So in the second week of September 2016, when the article was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, every urologist in the world knows that PSA screening detects very few cancers that are going to kill, and that they will be equally alive at 10 years, whether you watch them, you operate, or you give radiotherapy. I find this all of interest. If someone stops you in the street and offers you a random PSA blood test saying it would save your life, remember, this only applies if you have no symptoms. Thank you.